time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It's Thursday, May 16th. Yesterday, the gold price continued on its path towards $2,400 as the price jumped up overnight, endured its customary price attack on the COMEX when an important economic report was released. Then it was shot up to $2,357 to a high of $2,395 and settled at $2,391. It was up $31 from Tuesday. Silver followed a similar price path as gold, only it outpaced gold on a percentage basis by a factor of 3. Silver launched from its COMEX smackdown to $28.77, up to $29.98, before settling at $29.92. That was up $1.22 from Tuesday. The Mining Stock Journal notes that it's now just a matter of time before gold breaks above $2,400 to more all-time highs, and silver breaks over $30 for the first time since early 2013. The newsletter presents its analysis for this in today's new issue. The mining stocks yesterday were higher with the metals. GDX rose 0.5%, and the Arctic Gold Bugs Index was up 1.12%. You can find out more about the Mining Stock Journal at investmentresearchdynamics.com. And we'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here this morning in just a quick moment, but first, a word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Victoria Gold. Victoria Gold operates the Eagle Gold Mine within the Dublin Gulch property. Eagle is the largest gold mine in Yukon's long history of gold production. In addition to the long-life Eagle Gold Mine, the Dublin Gulch property has upsized exploration potential, including priority targets Raven and Lynx, among others. You can follow all the gold production and exploration news at vgcx.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. After great exploration success with the Odeon project in Cote d'Ivoire and highly critiqued option selling by insiders following those results, Awale Resources have made changes to their board. Mr. Robin Birchall and Mr. Dirk Hartman will be stepping down from their positions, allowing for Awale to welcome in Mr. Anthony Moreau and Mr. Carl Acquison as new directors. Stephen Stewart will become the chair of the board. Anthony Moreau is currently the CEO of American Eagle Gold. Carl Acquison is he helped co-found Awale Resources back in the day. Awale Resources trades on the venture with ARIC. And there's even more management change news this morning. Arizona Metals announced changes to its team. Duncan Middlemiss, former CEO of Wesdome Gold Mines, will become the new president and CEO of Arizona Metals. Jacques Perron will immediately assume the role of chair of the board, succeeding Paul Reed. Jacques is a seasoned leader in mine development, execution, and vision, having played pivotal roles at St. Andrew Goldfields, Thompson Creek Metals, and Pretium Resources. The rationale for these changes is to find a team experienced in mine development. Arizona Metals trades on the TSX with AMC and on the OTCQX with AZMCF. Rupert Resources reported new drill results from Ikkari, which were primarily drilled for metallurgical sampling. Turns out these holes were some of the best intercepts recorded to date. Highlights included 120 meters of 6.2 grams per ton gold from 45 meters downhole, 28 meters of 9.7 grams per ton gold from 101 meters, and that also included a 13 meter interval of 34.5 grams per ton, while other holes returned 121.2 meters of 2.5 grams per ton gold and 167.8 meters of 2.6 grams per ton gold. A project drilling program was initiated at Ikkari during the spring of 2024, serving multiple purposes, including increasing confidence in that 4 million ounce indicated mineral resource estimate, providing additional material for metallurgical test work feeding into future, more advanced engineering studies, and providing further geotechnical data for the optimization of mine planning. Rupert Resources trades on the TSX with RUP. Abitibi Metals announced new results from its maiden drill program at the B26 polymetallic deposit. Hole 312 returned 1.31% copper equivalent over 23.5 meters, beginning at about 114 meter depth. That also included 2.75 meters of 5.4% copper equivalent. Hole 313 returned 2.68% copper equivalent over 25.5 meters, beginning at 189 meters depth. There also included a 13 meter interval of 4.82% copper equivalent. These holes infilled the mineralization on the eastern side of the B26 main deposit, close to the limit of the known deposit, improving on the grades identified in historical drilling. Assays from the eastern extension drilling remain pending. Abitibi Metals trades on the CSE with AMQ and on the OTCQB with AMQFF. Premium Nickel have new assays out from drilling at the past-producing Celebi North Underground. Results included 17.5 meters of 3.28% nickel equivalent, which was drilled a 400-meter down plunge of the historic resource. There's also 28.6 meters of 1.95% nickel equivalent drilled within the historic resource. Three drills are currently active at the 810 meter level exploration drift. The two drill bays located at the southernmost extent of the 810 meter level exploration drift allow for the evaluation of areas further down plunge and outside of the known historic resource estimate. The third drill is stationed in the newly completed development located approximately 130 meters east of the main 810 meter level exploration drift, allowing for optimal intersection angles to the south limb and N2 limb. Premium Nickel trades on the Venture with PNRL and on the OTCQX with PNRLF. And some quick news out of the Yukon, Cascadia Minerals have commenced drilling up there on their project, while Snowline Gold has mobilized field crews for its largest drill campaign yet up at their project. So, season's greetings of exploration in the Yukon this year. All right, everybody. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. We'll be back later today. Have a wonderful morning. Be well.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.